I have four children, Blake, who's 8, Evie Lee, who's 6, Bella Rose, 4, and Ross, my youngest, 2. Blake started having nighttime headaches. He wasn't able to sleep. He was just spontaneously being sick. He's getting very tired. As the months progressed from May to September, he was walking with his head down and complaining of backache. He was having to be carried. So we did look at the symptoms online, and it did suggest that he had a brain tumour. So obviously we didn't think that it was anything as serious as that, as the GPs were telling us that he just had a virus or a urine infection. So we took him to Poole Hospital, and we sort of demanded an MRI, and they got Blake to walk up and down and said, okay, he is walking with his head down a bit. Maybe he's, you know, strained his neck or something. But they did eventually listen to us, and they sent him for an MRI scan. And he was under for 4 hours, so we knew obviously something wasn't right. And they took us into a room away from Blake and told us that he did have a brain tumour, quite a large one, and that he would have to go to Southampton Hospital that night and have a brain surgery. So we only had a couple of hours to get there, and he was taken by the ambulance, and we found out it was a lot worse than what we thought. It actually spread all down his spine. So he had the main brain tumour. It spread over his brain, down the whole of his spine, which they hadn't actually seen before. And they said that he probably had 3 weeks to live. As soon as they told us, I was completely numb. I actually collapsed to the floor. I was absolutely heartbroken because we'd missed it. We'd been to the doctors since May, and they just literally fobbed us off and told us that it was a virus or it was a urine infection. Maybe he was attention-seeking because his behaviour was so bad. The actual scan was up on the screen. He just had a very small head, who's only 3. He just saw this big, dark tumour. So it was all a bit surreal. I had a little girl at home, Evie Lee. So Evie was 2 when Blake was diagnosed, and I was pregnant with my 3rd. So I was 5 months pregnant. So, yeah, it was really, really difficult. Really difficult.